When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Fuel your team with Total Coffee from Staples Business Advantage. Our comprehensive program offers no upfront cost brewers, installation, maintenance, and supplies. Plus, our incredible selection of coffee and beverages, including our new Pick Me Up Provisions brand. We handle everything from finding the best brewer to providing ongoing service, all at no cost with your minimum monthly spend on break room products. Visit staplesadvantage.com/totalcoffee to get started.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler. Happy to be joined today by one of the premier offensive tackles in the 2024 NFL Draft. That is Patrick Paul from the University of Houston. Patrick, first things first, man, appreciate you joining me. How's this pre-draft process been for you so far, man?
Of course. Start off, it's great to be here. And this pre-draft process has been good. Going from the Senior Bowl to the Combine, it's been a great experience. I've met a lot of people, talked to a lot of teams, and it's been good.
Patrick, what are some things, man, since this season ended for you guys down there in Houston, there's some things that you're looking to fine-tune in your game, right? Everybody has room for improvement, right? Whether it's your game in the run game, whether it's be able to drop anchor in a pass pro against guys maybe that are 235, difference between a guy that's 255 or 260 on the edge. What are some things, man, that you're looking to fine-tune in your game here over these last few months?
I've been fine-tuning since, you know, this pre-draft process, my hands. Okay. Being able to utilize my hands at an elite level, and I've gotten a lot better, but it's, you know, it's going to be a constant thing to just work on wherever I get drafted to, just working on my hands, and that's going to come with time. And then just my leverage in the run game, being more consistent with it. And I felt like I've done a good job working on it and working on my weaknesses this pre-draft process.
For those out there, Patrick, that aren't too familiar with your game somehow, didn't see you down at the Senior Bowl or see you dominate down there at Houston, what are teams getting in Patrick Paul along their offensive line and also a leader in the locker room as well?
They're going to get a franchise tackle. They're going to get someone who's going to improve every single day, someone who's going to be the same person every day, just come in ready to work, ready to motivate his teammates, be a great person in the locker room, someone who's just who loves ball. So a great teammate, someone who just loves the game and loves the process.
Talk to you about your time at Houston, how it helped you evolve as a player and as a man as well. Obviously, strapping up every single day in practice obviously helps you. A lot of talent down there at Houston, obviously facing guys like Nelson Caesar every single day there at practice as well, and then strapping up on Saturdays. It's just a level of competition that will help translate to the NFL, man. Just talk to you about your experience down there at Houston and how it helped you evolve as a player and as a young man as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, I've been in this position at left tackle since I really got up to Houston. I started as a true freshman the last three games. So I've been in this position for a while. The culture here is great. And like you said before, I have gone against great players at practice every single day. We had first-round draft picks that I went against, Peyton Turner, yeah, Logan Hall, David Anini, Nelson Caesar, so Derek Parrish. So every day I was going against elite players, and it helped me a lot in my game just by, you know, going against, you know, great talent every single day, every single rep. So it helped me and shaped me to the player I am today.
Patrick, how important was it for you to show up in Mobile, get that invite from Jim Nagy and his staff at the Senior Bowl to where it is the premier pre-draft showcase to show up. Obviously, you know it's a deep class of offensive linemen this year, and obviously you're right at the top. But to get down there against talents with Talese Fuaga and Kingsley Sumatia and Dom Pooney, and there's talents everywhere, but line up against some of the top defensive talent and prove to NFL scouts in attendance that maybe weren't able to see you down there, Houston, live over these last few years to showcase yourself that you are one of the premier tackles in this class.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Going to the Senior Bowl, first off, is a dream come true. You know, I've always wanted to go there. I went down there 2 years before to see my brother playing it. So yeah. It was always a goal that I wanted to reach, and I did. And it was a great experience. You know, you go out there, you meet a whole bunch of players. I watch a lot of football. So just going out there and seeing all these O-linemen that I watched during the season and get to meet them was great. There's a lot of great talent, and especially on both sides, it's the best of the best going out there to compete. So it was a great weekend or a great week to go out there and just compete against the best of the best, you know, just show coaches and show scouts and teams that, you know, you're a player that's ready to compete at any level. So it was great.
It's a perfect segue, man. In my next question, you make my job easy. Your brother, right, is Chris Paul, drafted by the Washington Commanders on day three just a couple years ago. Already had a lot of starts for them in 2023 in the Burgundy and Gold in the nation's capital. Talk to you about your relationship, man. Obviously, you're close with Chris. Obviously, you guys are brothers. Remember, enjoyed getting to know you and Chris down there a little bit this year and seeing you guys together. But just talk to you about how he's been able to help you in this process. Obviously, he was at Tulsa, a little bit of a different process moving to the NFL, not from Houston. But how important has he been for you in this process and just help you smooth things out a little bit and a guy to lean on in this process for you?
Yeah, me and my brother were very close, so he's been a great resource to go to throughout the season, just talking to him each week, you know, just about, you know, teams and navigating through this process, choosing agents, choosing, you know, where to train at. It's all been good. You know, he's done everything that I just did this past year before. He's done the Reese's Senior Bowl. He's done the Combine, yeah. So just someone who's a resource to me that I can go to and ask about anything because he has firsthand experience about it, even the transition to the NFL. So it's a great resource to have, and I enjoy talking to him about it because, you know, he's done it before.
Absolutely. Patrick, take me into your game week, your film study, things that you look at that help you win reps before the ball is ever snapped. Is it certain tendencies, alignments that you look at on certain defensive ends, whether they're head up with you or they're a wide nine trying to get that alleyway to your outside shoulder, man? What are some things that you do before the week ever really begins as far as when you strap up on Saturdays that really helps you win reps before the ball is ever snapped along the line of scrimmage?
Of course, yeah. I watch a lot of film, so with that, I look at the tendencies, like you said. I look at the, you know, you got to see their alignment. How many times do they blitz, or how many times do they do stunts against other opponents that you've watched? That all goes into hand whenever you get there on the field. Knowing what it looks like when they're about to stunt, most teams, when you watch them on film, you can just see tendencies for when they're about to get a twist, whether you're about to get a TE or an ET stunt. Just watching for those tendencies. Okay, what is a defensive end's favorite move? What does he do on third downs? Okay, if you give him this look, what is he going to do off of that? Just watch on what they're doing going into the game with the game plan. Okay, this is how I'm going to win my pass rush reps or attack it on the run. Just looking for that. So,
Patrick, you have nearly 3,000 snaps of experience along the offensive line, strictly at left tackle. Talk to me about also your experience that we saw a little bit down at the Senior Bowl, to where your ability to play both left tackle and right tackle, and also your comfortability if you had to even in a pinch play guard as well. Can you just talk about your versatility and really more so, Patrick, your athletic profile to play multiple spots?
Yeah, I can play either or tackles, and as far as any other position, if a coach needs me there, I'll most likely play it. But my primary position is tackle. I can play left tackle. I can play right tackle. It just comes with experience, and I think that, you know, the transition to the NFL, whatever side I end up on, I'm going to excel there, and I'll be a great tackle for whatever team drafts me.
Love to hear that, man. Look, Patrick Paul, two more for you, man. We'll get you out of here. What are some things you like to do, man, away from football? I know we all have lives, right, outside of football, man. Are you a hunter? You like to cook? Video game guy? I mean, what are some things that Patrick Paul likes to get into away from football?
I like to box. I like boxing. I like mixed martial arts. I love the UFC. Love everything about it. You know, I'm a big gamer, so I play a lot of video games. And when I'm either not playing video games, I'm probably boxing somewhere. I like to do that on my free time. It's a good workout. It's a good way to stay in shape, and it helps with, you know, on the field stuff and just hand-eye coordination. And it's just fun. So I like to game. I like to read sometimes, and I box a lot.
So you got to give me, man, who's your favorite UFC fighter out there right now?
My favorite of all time is Conor McGregor or Jon Jones, but at the moment, it's probably Alex Pereira.
Okay. Awesome, man. Look, Patrick, last one for you, man. When you look back on this process from high school to your successful career, All-American career at Houston, and now in this pre-draft process, when we get to Detroit, a little over just a month's time from now, you're on an NFL roster, and you look back on this thing, just how special is it going to mean for you and your family? Sit down with you and your brother, both going to be in the NFL, both have the name Paul on their last name, on their jersey, whether you end up in Washington like Chris does or elsewhere. How special, Patrick, is that moment going to be for you and your family when you hear your name called?
It's going to be surreal. I've always dreamed about this moment. I've always dreamed about making it to the NFL and competing at the highest level. So it's going to be a special moment for me to hear my name called that Thursday. And it's going to be a shock to a lot of people as well. You know, you see a lot of these mock drafts and stuff, but it's going to be a surprise and it's going to be great. I don't know what team's going to end up drafting me, right, but it's going to be fun.
All right, everyone, that's my conversation with Houston offensive tackle Patrick Paul, one of the premier athletes at the position, premier technicians at the position. If you want to know what you're going to get in a guy like Patrick Paul, turn on the Houston and Texas tape, where that Houston offensive, that front five, you're facing guys like Byron Murphy and Tavondre Sweat in the middle. You're facing a guy like Ethan Burke on the outside. Patrick Paul, look, there were times in that game where he took a few lumps here and there, but then you see the dominance that he had along the offensive line at left tackle, and you project that to the NFL level. You see what he was able to do down at the Senior Bowl at both left tackle and right tackle, where he got snaps both in the run game, being physical, setting the edge, and also in pass pro against a variety of skill sets that were down there in Mobile in the early portions of the winter time. Loved what I saw from Patrick Paul. You heard it from him. He expects to hear his name go on Thursday, which means round one. He's got all the pedigree to be a first-round tackle. A lot of conversations here over these last 3, 4, 5 months have centered around Patrick Paul of being a first-round tackle. There's a lot of guys that are going to hear their names called that play the offensive tackle position, and he's right up near the top as far as what to expect here in his rookie season in 2024. So my thanks goes out to Patrick Paul taking time out of his schedule. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. You can find my work on X at _RyanFowler if you don't follow me there already. And of course at Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. A lot more of these prospect interviews to come out for you guys as we move closer and closer to the 2024 NFL Draft. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. You can find this podcast on all podcast platforms. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you as always. I'm Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
Fuel your team with Total Coffee from Staples Business Advantage. Our comprehensive program offers no upfront cost brewers, installation, maintenance, and supplies. Plus, our incredible selection of coffee and beverages, including our new Pick-Me-Up Provisions brand. We handle everything from finding the best brewer to providing ongoing service, all at no cost with your minimum monthly spend on break room products. Visit staplesadvantage.com/totalcoffee to get started.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.